Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, is putting you in the center of this weekend's UFC 261 title fight with 26-1 odds on either fighter to win. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $5 into $135 if the title contender of your choice wins. That's code FANRUN in all caps to turn $5 into $135. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, want help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Hour three kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Hour three headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
5 years ago today, guys, we had Prince. Prince passed away. Sad. What's your guys' favorite Prince song? Let's hear it.
Probably Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Good one. Classic.
Oh, is it?
Is that not my Prince? Did you just dupe me?
Yeah, I was.
Did I just get duped?
I didn't realize. I actually realized that one.
I was trying to dupe the audience, but I
guess a lot of people just went with that. Okay,
no,
I don't know.
If there's one thing you should know about the audience, they're not gonna let anything slide. There's nothing that makes the audience happier than trying to correct somebody. Wait. Oh no.
Why are you setting me up here, John?
I wasn't trying to set you up.
I didn't think you were going to fall for that.
I didn't think you'd lie and be like, oh, yeah, good one.
I just figured it was. I didn't really kind of hear what you said, to be honest.
Who was it by, Draven? Do you know?
Say the song again.
Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
I don't know who it's by, but I know your song's by. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Yeah. Don't Stop.
You don't know who that's by? Oh, Michael Jackson.
Oh. Yeah. Bad start to headlines, man.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean
it. Go ahead, who's tweeting at you? Go ahead. Yeah, I'm waiting on it.
It's coming.
How you working with this idiot? How you work with this guy? This guy is so stupid. Tell him to at me next time.
The Bat Dance is my favorite song. Just from the Batman movie with the Joker. Prince did like that whole soundtrack. That's my favorite.
Oh, really?
Song. Yeah,
the Bat I didn't know
Dance.
That.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. That's my one. I mean, Kiss is a good one. Kiss is sexy.
I just want your extra time and your kiss.
That's a good song.
Yeah. I kind of want to know what your favorite Prince song is now.
I'm good.
What's your favorite Prince song?
That's okay.
Can you name a Prince song?
I'll pass. Pass.
Can you name a Prince song?
Do I get a helpline or...
No.
You can't
I can name.
Name two. Name two that I didn't already mention.
Purple Rain.
That's why I said two, because I figured you could get Purple Rain.
What's that? I know his songs. I just don't know the name of his songs, man.
Hayden, can you name another Prince song? He's Googling them. Hayden was judging you, and he couldn't name any either. He could name Purple Rain, that was
true.
It. Okay.
When Doves Cry.
Yes, when doves cry. Yeah. Did somebody just... Who texted you that?
We're moving
it's
on.
It's nice to have a friend who texted you.
Yeah, we're
hopefully
moving
it
on.
Wasn't your roommate that you were bashing at the beginning of the show.
Hope he doesn't see that. The NFL draft, we've been talking a lot of draft talk. A lot of draft talk coming up right around the corner. And apparently, Rich Eisen is going to run his famous 40-yard dash once again. Run, Rich, run is what they are calling it. It'll be airing on NFL Network. We'll see if he got any faster. What was his official time? Does anybody know?
No, and I don't really care. It was funny like the first 2 years he did it. Now that he's actually getting better, I don't like it as much.
Is he getting better? He is.
Yeah,
he's
improved a lot.
I mean, yeah, once you learn how to do the form and the start and stuff, yeah, you can get better at it.
I don't even think it's laughable anymore. Now we just focus on Darren Rovell.
Yeah.
How big of a dork he is.
I was looking for see if I had his time anywhere. I'm not seeing anything. You guys think you could outrun Rich Eisen?
Oh, yeah.
In a 40-yard dash?
I mean, I'm going to say yes, but I don't know. I wouldn't really want to do it in front of cameras in case he beat me.
Yeah. Could be low-key athletic, or at least in decent shape.
Yeah.
We Which, I mean, 40-yard dash ain't about being in shape.
His
fastest
was a 5.94.
So he broke six.
He ran 5.98 last year.
Breaking six.
Yeah, that's pretty solid for.
Yeah, that's pretty slow.
50-year-old man. He's old.
It's pretty solid.
It's pretty slow.
Well, you're 23-year-old, 22-year-old.
I would, Greg, I would hope you could run under a 6-second 40.
I mean, I think it's going to be close. I don't think. I'm probably going to say no. I'm more of a distance runner these days. I don't know if you checked out my Instagram, but.
Checked out your. What? Whoa. What are you posting on your Instagram?
All runs, bro. Run, John, run.
Wait, what? So first you're posting them, which is already annoying in itself for other followers, and then you're going to also hashtag it with
I don't.
Run?
I don't hashtag it.
It's just story posts.
I just put on my story, too, not like the actual post.
Okay. Well, that helps a little bit.
Well, just a little accountability.
No, you're not. That's not accountability. You're flexing. That's a straight 100. That's 110%.
It's a little accountability.
Anybody?
I want to get to 5 miles by the time the Titans get their sixth win, so I'm working
on it. We'll notice if he doesn't get there.
That's it. I didn't post yesterday.
Nobody cares, though. That's the thing. Your followers don't care.
I had a very attractive girl reply and say, okay, I see you, track star, just for the record.
Wow.
Hey.
Yeah, and I was like, 4 miles, we go on a date. That's what I said. When I get to four, I was like, I'm using you for motivation, baby. So we'll see. Who knows?
That was pretty good. I was going to ask what was the kind of. That was pretty good.
We'll see if it works.
Okay.
I know I ran the next day. I guarantee you did. Trying to get to 4 miles before she gets locked down. Mind your business, Draven.
Okay. I'm just.
Another girl was like, oh, do you work out? Like being sarcastic because I had posted that like 2 days. Yeah. Yeah. Of course, Hayden thinks that's funny. But, you know, it's opened up a line of dialogue, you know. Don't worry about me. Let me do my thing.
Okay. I'm just, you know.
You know, I don't want to brag, but these legs are getting stronger. These legs are starting to look good. You can tell. Legs are starting to look good. I can get so jealous. My legs look so good. I don't think I could beat you in a race, but I could beat you in 3 miles.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'm pretty out of shape.
Shut the hell up.
It's all about short distance. It doesn't matter.
I know it is.
Yeah. Who cares how long you can run?
You say that until a zombie's chasing
you. Oh, yeah.
Cardio.
Right.
Something that never stops. Yeah, you never seen Zombieland, bro? It's like, what, rule one?
Yeah.
Is that rule one?
I don't know if it's rule one or not.
I don't think it is, but it's up there.
Cardio is high up there, yeah. Not number one. Yeah, number one's got to be.
It was
double tap number
was
one.
I was about to say
double tap was like the last. Well, not the last one, but like when he was first doing the first few steps. Yeah. I think that was like the last one.
The last one is enjoy the little things because he learns that through his journey.
But when the opening scene when he's going through the basics, double tap I think was the last.
It was double tap. There was one like always.
The opening scene was him and that girl though, right? No, number one's cardio. Number one is cardio.
Okay.
Because he was running around the car.
And number two is double tap. You guys trying to check me on my zombie land rules. Come on.
But the last one's right.
The last one's right, but please just know I'm a huge zombie land fan.
Man, he's stretching
and actually, I don't think it's cardio. I don't think it's the last one anymore because
I never saw the sequel.
Keep your hands to yourself. Don't be afraid to ask for help. And then wet naps. I don't really remember them thinking of wet naps, but don't be a hero.
Probably keep wet naps on you, I guess.
Got to limber up. Going down the hill, it is very important. Although Woody said, you ever seen a lion stretch before it takes down a gazelle? I live my life by that. When I go running,
That's a good point.
So I've overstretched a lot in my my time. Like I used to have times where I would stretch a bunch for like a flag football game or something, and I go out there and like pull a quad, and I'm just like, well.
Randy Moss never stretched. You see the videos of him pregame?
Yeah.
He didn't understretch. He seemed like it turned out pretty good for him.
Number one, cardio. When the virus struck, for obvious reasons, the first ones to go were the fatties. You can also say that about the coronavirus.
Yeah. Consistency.
Yeah.
Number two, double tap. In those moments when you're not sure the undead are really dead, don't get all stingy with your bullets.
It doesn't have every single one.
No, because they're not all been listed.
I didn't think so.
Number three is beware of bathrooms. Number four, seatbelts. Yeah. Guys trying to check me. Cardio is the most important thing in Zombieland. Got to be able to run. Sometimes you just gotta run the slowest person.
Yeah, that's the key. That's the key right there. You never have to be the fastest gazelle on the savannah.
You
just
gotta be faster than the slowest one. Yeah. That's exactly right. I'm pushing you guys down and I'm getting away. Any other headlines?
Yes, longtime Pittsburgh Steeler, Hans Ward. He's gonna be coaching.
I thought you were gonna say he's coming out of retirement.
Of course.
He'll probably still run about as fast as he did when he played.
Probably. He's gonna be joining FAU. Interesting.
I can't believe you guys couldn't name a damn Prince song. You guys have failed.
What are you talking about? Purple Rain.
Besides
I named Purple Rain.
Besides Purple Rain. besides Purple Rain?
I said the other one, Doves Cry.
You've already forgotten it.
Doves
and you thought a Michael Jackson song was Prince.
Doves do cry. When Doves Cry.
When Doves Cry.
Do you really expect like me and Hayden to be listening to Prince that often, though? I mean,
Hayden, not so much.
Me, though?
But you always talk about, I got the best music taste, John. I'm so diverse in my music taste, John. A$AP Rocky's so great, John.
Doesn't mean that I'm listening to
some obscure band from the 90s that like only like certain people know. Prince's a pretty big deal, especially since he died 5 years ago. I figured maybe you had stumbled down his catalog 5 years ago.
Like I said, I've heard his songs, and I do enjoy his songs, but I just don't know the name. That happens. People have that issue where they like and enjoy songs, they just don't know the name of them.
Not my Prince. Again, this isn't some obscure guy. It's a legend who passed 5 years ago. They gave you a free pass to dive down his catalog. Last headline, Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields. Are we still calling him Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields?
Nah, just drop
that. Just call him Justin.
Yeah, Justin Fields confirmed to NFL teams during the pre-draft process that he is managing epilepsy. It has not affected football, and doctors believe he'll outgrow it as his other family members have.
Yeah, they said his symptoms and like how long it lasts has already been like decreasing through the past few years. So
yeah,
he's expected to be fine.
Still tough though, right before the draft, as people are looking for reasons and excuses to not take him.
Absolutely. Would you have not said anything till after the draft if you were him?
I feel like you got to disclose it though, right? Yeah. I mean, I feel like you can't.
I don't want you to feel
stuff.
Like you're hiding.
I mean, they're not going to find out, are they? Unless
you have a damn seizure, they will.
Obviously.
Let me say he's taking medication, so if they find him with medication, like they're going to be.
I guess
to this.
So. Yeah. That's.
I mean,
that's
I think be honest
true.
About it. You know, especially if it doesn't affect you. Which, by the way, that does remind me. I guess since we're on the issue, I did go through ESPN's 3-round mock draft. Trey Smith not in the top 3 rounds.
Oh no!
From first round talent to again not mocked in ESPN's first 3 rounds of their mock draft.
Whoa. I mean, his pro day was. Wasn't anything special.
Was
I didn't hear anything
solid.
About
it.
I was
about
to say it wasn't terrible.
Strong, right?
It was a solid pro day. I haven't really heard anything specific about like where teams view him, but I would think he still has a good shot of going day two. I don't really think he's gonna slide all the way to day three, but I mean we'll see.
Go back to headlines. Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Hey folks, Jamie here at Alban Franklin Motors on Kingston Pike with the easiest way.
Back on the program. All right, Cam. It's time.
Okay.
Let's hear what you got.
Right.
How do you want to go about this? How can you make this the most entertaining possible version of yourself on the radio for your mock draft? How can you do this?
That's a good question. They're pretty not really super exciting, but I'll try and make it exciting.
Let's see what you can come up with.
All right, first two. We got to know the first two people. Lawrence Wilson gone. Fields number 3. Okay. Opening up the draft at number 4. So Miami wants to get ahead of Cincinnati and Atlanta, possibly taking Pitts. They jump back up to 4. Bengals go the safe route, take Sewell at 5. Trey Lance falls to the Falcons at 6. They take him. Detroit, Jamar Chase.
Would you be happy with Trey Lance at 6?
Yeah, if it's from a trade back, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I got Detroit getting Jamar Chase, first receiver off the board, trying to add to that receiving core out there, losing, Galladay and stuff like that. Carolina stays put, even though there's been a lot of talk about them trading back, and they take Rashawn Slater, the offensive lineman from Northwestern. Then we get another big trade. New England hops up to where Denver was. Denver was big fans of Lance and Fields, but New England still kind of wants a quarterback. They hop up 6 spots from 15 to take Mac Jones at number 9.
Okay.
Patrick Surtain goes number 10 to the Cowboys. The Giants stay put and take Micah Parsons. Philly kind of scared off by Devontae Smith's small measurables, takes Jalen Waddle at number 12.
So Jalen Smith, or
Devonta Smith.
Devonta Smith, yeah. Devonta Smith just came in today and measured out, what, like 160 pounds?
6'2", 166.
I mean, we knew he was slender.
Yeah.
What's the worry about him being slender?
Durability, main thing. That's one of the main things. You know, you take a hit across the middle from a 250-pound linebacker. It's,
like, what do we think? Like, his ribs are just going to break? Like, is that what we're getting at? Like, when you say durability, like, I mean, he's still going to be fast. And, yeah. Like, I don't think just because you're, like, you're lighter, I don't think that makes you more susceptible to concussions.
It's always just, like, one of those narratives in the NFL, and it's probably overstated and overrated, but, yeah, like, the smaller guys, they just... That's the narrative behind it. People are worried that they're more likely to get injured just because they're small stature. And
who are the skinniest receivers of the last couple of years? I mean, AJ Green was skinny, and I guess he got hurt, but I feel like he had a pretty good career before he started getting hurt. But that was more like his foot giving out, not so much as.
Well, I mean, just in comparison, Tyreek Hill's like a pretty small guy, right?
Yeah, Tyreek Hill ain't been injured,
The thing is, he's 185 pounds. Like, he's almost 30 pounds more.
What was he when he came in?
I don't know.
Do we know his, like, pre-draft stuff? I mean, because, yeah, he's smaller, but I don't think of him as petite by any means, or, like, slender, but he feels like he's got a little muscle on him, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's kind of the thing here.
Have there been any, like, really skinny receivers?
The closest comparison I have is DeSean Jackson.
I think that guy's had some issues with injuries, too.
I mean, that's the closest comparison I have. You know, Smith's a little taller, smaller, too.
What were DeSean's injuries? DeSean's injuries? And I'm not saying you're wrong, because
Think they were necessarily always based off hits.
That's what I'm saying. He has been banged up, for sure, but, like, I feel like, was that not just, like, foot problems again, like a knee issue?
Yeah, and I think he's had a lot of, like, muscle strains, pulls, stuff like that as well throughout his career.
Hamstring.
Hamstrings is one of those things that lingers too, so.
Okay.
But I think the Eagles are a little bit worried about, you know, who they drafted last year at receiver, and they don't want to, you know, make another risky pick, and they think Waddell's, you know, a little safer.
And I think that's a good point here. It's like you talk about criticizing every quarterback, any little detail is going to kind of throw in the pot, and you know, that affect your decision. So I think that's the same with these receivers. You're going to see that weight and think, well, the other guy's just as good and has a decent weight. So
yeah, exactly. So I think they're kind of just like, okay, we're going to go with this guy instead. But, you know, Smith should still be fine, I think, in the NFL, but I could see some teams, you know, dropping them down the draft board. Right after the Eagles, the Chargers go. They take a offensive lineman, Christian Darrisaw from Virginia Tech, to, you know, kind of help Herbert stay upright a little bit. Get another trade at 14 as Arizona jumps up from 16 to jump Denver to take a cornerback as J.C. Horn goes 14. Denver goes with Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, which is a linebacker on Notre Dame. Really versatile guy, really fun defender at 15. Minnesota goes with an offensive lineman from USC at 16. Las Vegas takes the first edge rusher of the day with Quiddy Pay, who's the edge rusher from Michigan. Miami falls up with another edge rusher with the Azeez Ojulari from Georgia.
A second. You just crushed the guy from Notre Dame's name.
Yeah.
You just crushed his name. That one seemed really confusing. And then you just bungled Ojulari that badly?
Yeah, yeah. That's why I was kind of trying to keep going.
Let's try that again. Let's
Ojulari.
Okay, go with the Notre Dame guy again.
Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah.
So you crushed that one. And then turn around and you so quickly tried to move past Ojulari.
Ojulari. Azeez Ojulari.
There you go.
Edge, UGA. Then Devontae Smith goes off the board to Washington at 19.
I don't everyone here can make fun of Vince Young again, by the way, for saying honor Landry. Because Cam's doing this in front of thousands of people on the radio. Vince Young is doing that in front of millions of people. Now, I will say that Ojulari is a little tougher to say than Harold. But still, no making fun of Vince Young ever again.
Well, if I was up there on the broadcast, I would be checking the names, and I would hear it. I would try to get a clip of, you know,
that is true.
It's saying. I'd try to prepare.
That Vince is could true. Prepare it's a little it's better. Like they, It's not like they like sprung it on him last minute. Like, yeah.
He knew he was going to have to possibly say that name. And like you said, that doesn't sound like too hard. But Devontae Smith at 19 to Washington. So him versus Patrick Surtain will be fun in that division for a little bit. Chicago goes with Caleb Farley, the quarterback at 20. Indianapolis goes Jalen Phillips, edge from Miami at 21. Titans go Elijah Moore in the receiving core.
So we're just going to have two Ole Miss guys, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Why not?
A lot of playmakers out there, explosive guys. A couple of explosive receivers out there.
Is he better than Tony?
It's a tough call. It's a really tough call. They're so similar in their play style. I lean Elijah Moore, but I don't think you could go wrong with either one if that's the kind of player you're looking for.
Okay.
Jets go Greg Newsome, the second cornerback on Northwest 23. Pittsburgh doesn't take a running back. They take an offensive lineman, Tevin Jenkins, the tackle from Oklahoma State. Jacksonville gets a safety with Trevon Moehrig, the safety out of TCU. Gregory Rousseau stays in the first round to Cleveland at 26.
I saw him late second round on this new McShay and Kuiper.
His agent tweeted today saying there's a bunch of teams that said they would take him if he was there in the first round. Also,
yeah, we'll see.
You don't always trust that. Also, I think the Browns are in the position with signing Clowney, but they don't necessarily need him to come in and be bang bang right away. He can learn a little bit from Garrett and Clowney.
Sure.
And especially with him opting out this past year, he's maybe a little rusty. So you can ease him in a little bit, have him just on passing downs, whatever. So I think it's a good situation for him there. Baltimore gets Rashad Bateman, the receiver, at 27. New Orleans goes cornerback with Asante Samuel Jr., put another Asante Samuel in the league, at 28. Green Bay goes Kadarius Toney, getting Aaron Rodgers a little bit of a weapon at 29 there. Somebody explosive that takes the pressure off.
Asante Samuel Jr. is one of those that makes me feel old.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I pretty much remember his entire career now.
You know, there's like a Marvin Harrison Jr. at Ohio State now, yeah, too. Like, it's nuts. Yeah. Bills go Xavier Collins, the linebacker from Tulsa, at 30.
Which I guess we're not that far away from Bronny James, right?
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
We're not that far away from Bronny.
Jeez.
Fair enough, I guess.
Oof. KC goes with an offensive lineman, Liam Etchenberg from Notre Dame. And Tampa Bay rounds out the first round with Christian Barrymore, the defensive lineman from Alabama.
So how many wide receivers did you have going?
I had...
Because I saw the over-under is like 4.5.
I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I had 6 going.
Another mock draft I was looking at was like had 7. So, I mean, I feel like there's going to be a lot of wide receivers.
Yeah, I was going back and forth if I thought Terrace Marshall would still be in the first round. I did not have him in there. No running backs in the first round for me. I think people still kind of... on the place that, you know, you don't really have to necessarily take one in the first round anymore. So I think there's not going to be any of those. I don't think there's going to really be a ton of trades. Like, I just added a couple in there. Like, I do think there's going to be some movement within that top eight.
It's hard to predict trade. That's why no disrespect to the work you just put in there, but that's why the mock drafts are so hard to predict because, I mean, there's going to be trades. Like, there's just always
there's going to be guys
that fall, and there's going to be guys that, like, go to the right team, but the round later they'll reach on them. Like, it just seems
yeah, really like, I mean, last year this was about the time last year that a bunch of trade rumors started swirling around, and we didn't have a trade in the top 12 picks at all last year.
Oh, yeah, it was supposed to be crazy. And,
what was the first trade? Was it, I mean, I know the Packers traded up to get Love.
Was that, which that might have been COVID-related just because teams weren't doing the same amount of, like, in-person stuff. It was a little bit tougher, and they're just so worried about, like, making sure their internet was connected and they don't get kicked off the Zoom right before.
Yeah, so don't know there. One note, I think Mashay Kuiper had Landon Dickerson, that like lineman from Alabama, in either late first, early second, somewhere in there. I saw something from a source that basically said there's teams that have multiple teams that have flagged him and wouldn't take him before like the fourth or fifth round because of his medicals and injury history. So I really don't think he's going to go first or second round.
He tore his ACL, right? Playoffs or SEC championship game?
He has a long medical chart.
Yeah.
And if he's getting flagged by a bunch of teams, like, yeah, there still could be a team there. But, you know, it's fine with it and thinks the value's still there. But it hurts his chances if, you know, the team that would draft him find somebody else better in that spot.
The Prince debacle just has, you know, Billy asking for us to bring back the song guessing game. Oh. I
feel like they'd struggle with that.
Yeah, I don't feel like we could do that.
I mean, if it's more recent song, depends what, like, what genre we're hitting on. Is that how the game works? Yeah,
it was like going, the people's specialty.
Try to go your sort of your weakness.
I mean, I guess his specialty could be top 40 hits.
I mean, I could do the top 40 hits. That would be the thing. He'd have to do the other ones. He'd have to do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's true.
I think I could hold my own at least. I don't know about Hayden, how much he would bring to the table when it comes to music, but.
He's shaking his head.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah.
I don't do, like.
Yeah, that's all right.
Diversified music.
Cam's Mock Draft is brought to you by Crown Cleaners. Still got a week to take advantage of Starch Madness. Bring in three dress shirts and get the fourth laundered for free. Just go to fanrunradio.com, click on the Starch Madness logo. From there, you can print off the coupon and stick it with your shirts before they're picked up, or just show it to them on the phone when you take your laundry to Crown Cleaners. Two locations, one on Bearden Hill, one on North Shore Drive. You can schedule free pickup and delivery online at crowncleaners.com. Support Fan Run Radio by supporting our locally owned sponsors. It's Starch Madness, brought to you by Crown Cleaners, Knoxville's choice for dry cleaning for over 50 years.
Blue Water Club.
Rated right there. It's perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He got some swag. He has some real swag.
Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
All right, Hayden, you ready? I asked Hayden a minute ago if he's ready, and he said, "Oh no!" Actually, he said, "Oh, oh bleep!" He said, "I'll get it ready." So let's see what you got.
I have them ready.
Let's see what you got. Let's go.
Okay, so John, I think we're gonna start doing themes and all these.
Oh, are we? How convenient. Okay, so what's the theme today? 420.
That Cameron's would be a good one. Cameron's mock draft picks.
We'll do that next week.
We'll do our 420 edition of Overrated Underrated on April 28th. Okay, sounds good.
Okay, but this week's theme is Sunday afternoon activities.
So,
no, listen, okay, so, listen. It's
so,
not bad.
It's not, well, no. So it's just not going to be always a current theme. It's just going to be just what's happening, just something random.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sunday afternoon activities on a Wednesday. I just didn't see the relation there. But there doesn't always have to be one. It's fine. Go ahead.
Okay.
This is your barbecue, Cyrus.
All these are...
All right, just get to it.
Either way.
I get it. They're first up, to do a Sunday afternoons.
Watching the PGA Tour on the couch.
I'll go with overrated. I get it. It's a good. It depends. If you want to nap, it's fine. And I got into golf for a little bit. But the problem is, Hayden, if you're telling me it's just watching the PGA Tour on Sunday, you got to promise me that either I have bet on it and I got a guy in contention that I can get some big odds on, or that one of the big names are playing. Preferably two of the big names are playing. Two big guys are going head-to-head. I don't really want to see DeChambeau try to chase down some schmohawk in a light field. I want to see him like, hey, here's him and Justin Thomas randomly going at it here on this Sunday afternoon. Oh, here's Morikawa. I got to go overrated for that, simply because I feel like those are few and far between. It's hard to get a full, like, tournament field of the big names. And it's hard to have all the, you know, have a couple of them in contention.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I think I'm actually going to go underrated here. First of all, it's relaxing. Watching golf is relaxing on a Sunday. Like you said, it's a relaxing day. It's nice to just kind of chill out, not have anything to worry about, and just kind of watch something where you don't have to pay a lot of attention. That's kind of the good thing about golf, kind of like baseball, right? You don't have to like constantly be paying attention all the time. You can kind of play on your phone a little bit, look up every now and then, check the leaderboard, all that. And also, I mean, big name or no big name, like some Sundays are kind of fun coming down to the wire, especially when you have three or four names kind of coming down the end, even just two names going back and forth. We've had some exciting finishes, and that's fun. I think it's underrated.
I'm going to go overrated, kind of because same spectrum John was on. Like, a lot of the times you just have somebody that's kind of blowing out the field, or it's not a big name that I know super a ton about. And I don't like just watching it when, you know, somebody's pretty much locked it up and you're just sitting there like, who's going to get second or third? Is somebody even going to get close? I think that gets overrated. And am I even really watching it if I nap? Because I usually would take a nap in that situation and wake up and be like, oh, yeah, it's still going on. So I got to say it's a little overrated.
All right. Next we have NASCAR naps.
Naps?
Overrated. I can nap to other things. I don't need to have NASCAR on. I'll just put a show on. Just rewind it. I feel like with NASCAR now, it's a different stage. It's hard to nap. It's not like you can just wait till the end of the race. I feel like back in the day, the NASCAR naps, Hayden, were so good because you could take a nap halfway between them, kind of check in from time to time.
Start the race, take a nap, then you get to the last 10 laps or whatever. Right.
But now, like, there's just so much stuff going on between the different stages and everything.
That's a good point.
It's tougher to nap, so I got to go very overrated.
Overrated. Hayden, I don't know about you guys. I don't know if there's other people out there. I can't nap with the TV on. Is that something you guys struggle with at all? Just like any background noise, I can't sleep. I can't sleep at night with the TV on. A fan will do justice, but like any background noise, I can't sleep, especially when you're napping in the middle of the day. Like, yeah, I'm tired, but still, it's like the middle of the day. I feel like I need to be doing stuff. I need to be doing something. I can't have the TV on, man. TV keeps me up. I want to wake up. I want to watch it. Simple as that. Like, I got to have silence. I got to have quietness to properly sleep. So overrated. Turn the TV off.
I like a little noise.
Just turn it off.
I need noise for a nap.
Yeah.
You do need noise for a nap?
I need noise for a nap.
No. Turn a fan on. Fan's perfect.
Fan's perfect for late night sleep, but not a nap. A nap. Do you guys plan your naps? My naps are, for the most part, unplanned.
Yeah, my surprises.
Now, there'll be time when a little treat here. What's a little 25-minute nap? No, I mean, like, sometimes I'll be laying down. Like, there's a pretty good chance I'm going to fall asleep, but I'm still, like, not closing my eyes and, like, turning everything off and getting quiet. I'm still putting something on, and if it just happens, if I, you know, doze off into sleepy time land and get to riding the sky with the gobstoppers and the unicorns, and that's a nice little treat, but got to have sound to distract me.
Same. Like, even if I have, like, something to do later and I feel like I'm about to fall asleep, I'll, like, set an alarm for, like, oh, I have to be, you know, doing stuff at this time. So let me set an alarm. And if I happen to fall asleep, I happen to fall asleep. If not, whatever.
But on my couch.
I got to go overrated, too, because, you know, I'm NASCAR guy. I don't sleep during NASCAR.
The sleep demon.
I watch every left turn.
The sleep demon ever gets
every left turn. Can't miss a left turn, you know.
If you're laying on the couch and you're covered up, the little sleep demon reaches his arms up and wraps his arm around you and pulls you down to the sleep time. Oof, scary.
Scary.
Sleep demon ever get you, Hayden?
I don't think so.
Too scary.
Think about that next time you can lay down and go to sleep.
I don't really want to be honest, Sean.
Hayden's never going to sleep again.
I do have trouble going to sleep. That might be why.
It's because of sleep demon. Trying to keep him out. Just embrace the sleep demon. Let him wrap his claws. I mean, are you got another topic? Or?
Oh yeah, I got plenty here, John.
Sunday afternoon after church naps.
No, that's not what it was. It's Sunday brunch is what it is.
Sunday brunch, I'll say, is slightly underrated because I think Sunday brunch is clearly superior to the Saturday brunch. Now, Saturday day drinking is pretty good, but the Sunday, you're kind of easing out of it. You're eating. Do I actually believe this? No, I do believe it. The Sunday brunch is slightly underrated. The food, brunch implies that you're also going to be there before the lunch crowd, right? I think that's important for the Sunday brunch, right? Like, brunch is like 11 o'clock, right? Between 11 and 12, somewhere around there.
I mean, most brunch places go till like 2:30.
Well, I know, but like that, at a certain point, it just becomes lunch. You know what I mean? Like,
that's true too.
At a certain point, it's just you're eating breakfast food at lunch. To me, I think of brunch as like 11 o'clock because, you know why? It's after breakfast, but before a regular lunch.
Well, I was just going for my little afternoon deal here.
Yeah, no, I get it, but I'm simply saying that I believe brunch is kind of like 11 o'clock's prime brunch time, which means you're going to beat the Sunday lunch crowd, which is also very important to the equation. Yeah, I'm going to go with underrated.
Overrated.
Depends on what food they have, by the way. I want some biscuits and gravy. I've been wanting biscuits and gravy for so long.
There's that term again, brunch. I hate this, man. I hate the brunch. It's stupid. Can we just stop? What are we doing? We don't know what time it happens at. We don't really know what food you specifically serve.
Something that could be breakfast or lunch.
It's all stupid. Just eat breakfast. Just eat lunch. Why do we have to do this?
It's 11 o'clock.
Why do we do this?
It's too late for breakfast.
Why is there nothing between lunch and dinner then?
There is. It's called snack.
Just eat a snack for brunch. Just eat something for breakfast, then eat a little snack before lunch. What's the difference here? Why do we make up this whole term for brunch? It's ridiculous to me. Sunday brunch, whatever.
Just think about what you just asked. Why don't we eat something before we get lunch? eat a snack before we get lunch?
Why does there have to be a middle ground between there? Is the my whole point? There's it's just because not necessary.
The idea is that you woke up too late for breakfast.
Eat it's breakfast for lunch. What's the big deal about eating breakfast for lunch? Why is that such a crime? What I don't understand. Eat lunch for breakfast. Just do whatever you want. Can we just quit putting labels on this stuff?
Are you just going to go to the Cracker Barrel? You're going to go to Waffle House? Because other places aren't selling you breakfast for lunch.
Those are two pretty damn good options if I wanted to eat breakfast for lunch. Yeah. Yeah, thanks. I might go check out those places. Get me some nice buttermilk pancakes from Cracker Barrel. Mm.
They do have alcohol now.
They do. Get you a mimosa,
too. Have you ever drank at Cracker Barrel?
No.
Yeah, me neither. I haven't seen anybody drink at Cracker Barrel either. I don't know if it's actually true or not.
No, it is. I
haven't seen it.
Yeah, I went like a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Just beer and, you know, like I said, mimosas and stuff. Overrated. This is overrated. The whole term brunch is overrated. Stupid.
What a disaster this has been.
I'm going overrated, but not because the same way of driving. I'm kind of going it because there's so many people now that all the places I like to go have brunch, like you get the college kids or the sorority girls or whatever, that have turned it into like a personality thing that they go out Saturday night and show up to brunch.
Yep.
And... you know, and I just, it's annoying me. If I'm going to brunch, it's because, okay, yeah, I actually woke up late, and I'm going to go have some good food. I don't have to make it a personality friend. I don't have to call up 20 friends and be like, hey, let's all go to brunch.
And have to post it on social media, like, make sure like everybody going. Sees it.
Like, sounds I like brunch.
Sounds like your real beef is with social media. You're mad at me for posting my runs.
I'm not mad at you.
Mad at girls for posting that they're getting brunch. What is wrong with you?
Mad at people posting trailers on social media.
This overrated, underrated has been a disaster because now I'm so sleepy. The sleep demon is coming to get me, and I'm hungry. I want some biscuits and gravy. This has been an absolute, unmitigated disaster. I'm so sleepy now. God, the sleep demon's coming.
He's going to get you.
Night, man.
You want to keep going, or you want to?
I want to nap. To be honest,
so you want
to
keep going?
Can you
or no?
See the difference in my body language now? I'm so sleepy now.
Yeah.
I've yawned like 8 times.
You have kept yawning. There it is again.
I was just thinking about how good that felt. And here you are. I had good energy. Not to brag, I was planning on a run after the show. Now I don't know. I might just go take a nap. It's trivia night. I gotta get some rest for trivia. I gotta be on top of my game.
Yeah.
I'm so sleepy.
The proposal to change jersey numbers have passed.
Yep.
Hey.
So. Alvin Kamara, you think he'll move to number 6? Sell more jerseys that way.
He would sell more jerseys that way.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Isn't his brand though, like AK-41, though?
Is it? I thought it was just AK.
Well, yeah, but I feel like the 41 goes well with it because...
unique.
Instead of like...
it's almost a 45, but not enough ammo.
Yeah. I think it sounds better, to be honest, than 6.
AK-41, I mean, who does he think he is? Andre Kirilenko? All
right. Ooh, no more preseason overtime. Ooh,
that should have been an easy rule to change.
Yeah. Is there overtime in the preseason?
Yeah. If you get there.
Yeah. I figure one team would just be like, oh, you can score, you win.
Well, that's what you want to do. Like, usually if a team ties it, they'll just go for two. Like, they don't kick extra points. And sometimes they won't try to kick game-tying field goals. Although sometimes they do just because they want the kicker to get reps. I'm so sleepy now. Let's go to break. Talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Small business.
Last call today is brought to you by our event for the Orange and White game. It'll be at the Old City Sports Bar from 12 to 3:30 on Saturday. Partnered up with Clay Travis. Jonathan Hutton. Is he going to be there? Chad Withrow. Yeah. All three of them going to be there?
Yeah.
At least two of them. Old City Sports Bar. Some Fan Run Radio personalities will be there as well. Come hang out. Kick it with us. Some free beer during the first quarter if you don't decide to go to the game. Come by and see us. We appreciate Kraft Axe Throwing here in town for helping sponsor that. Use the promo code FANRUN. If you want to go throw some axes, let's play some Pump the Brakes. Let's keep it moving. Cameron, what do you got for us?
I got Nevada Man.
That's the coolest story I've ever heard in my entire life. That's insane. Yeah, no. Can't hear it again.
Getting into it with the mob.
U.S. killer requests death by firing squad in Nevada.
Hell yeah.
A killer who may become the first person to put to death in Nevada in 15 years has requested the use of firing squad rather than lethal injection.
I think I would be with that, too. Now, like, I don't know how it feels to get lethally injected, but I imagine it's going to burn a little bit. Like, I imagine it's not going to feel great, right? But the gunshot's not going to feel good either. Like, and you're not necessarily going to die right on impact either. Sometimes I see people get shot in the movies, like, you know, like dying for a while. So I don't know.
Maybe they'll
double tap, make sure they put them out. But that's pretty badass, I think. I'd rather do that than have poison injected into me.
For sure.
Although, is that a part of, that thought of, like, casket? Like, is that part of, like, why they don't? I don't know.
Yeah, because he's not going to have an open casket, I guess.
Why do we make the switch to lethal injection?
It's supposed to be humane.
Like, I was going to say firing squad is just like inhumane. Like, I feel like it's fine.
But lawyers for Zane Michael Floyd, who are fighting a possible June execution date, say their client's request is not a delaying tactic. In documents seen by Associated Press, lawyers say that the method is less painful.
That's what I would think. I mean, I would assume it was less painful, but again, that's... with me assuming that, like, you're going to die right on...
Yeah, it's like a three-drug... He said Floyd wanted to avoid the proposed three-drug lethal injection put forward by the state. But any challenge to the proposed process requires that the alternative method be submitted. And so he said gunshots would be the most humane way. Execution by firing squad is currently only permitted in three states: Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Utah. And the procedure has not been used since 2010.
Oklahoma, where?
Mississippi and Utah.
Also, Nevada doesn't even have it.
Yeah.
So is that why they think it's a stalling tactic? Because they're trying to, like, get him to vote?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Could you, like, just extradite him to another state? Like, hey, we're going to send you over here. You guys can fulfill his wishes.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to see. It doesn't really say anything about that.
Would that be your choice, John? Firing squad?
Yeah.
They don't do the gas chamber stuff anymore, do they?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No. I'd probably want to be completely just exploded.
When do they do the gas chamber stuff?
One of the states had, like, a gas chamber.
I think I'm sure he's right on that one.
I would want to go the Limp Bizkit route and get drowned by milk. Like the music video.
Oh, drowning's a tough way to go.
That video was so cool, though. They're just performing in prison, and then all of a sudden, all this white stuff, I presume it was milk, just starts... pouring in on their show, rocking out at the end, just when they drown.
But yeah, he'd be the first.
But I would be like, Limp Bizkit would be rocking, you know, as it was happening.
He'd be the first person executed in Nevada since 2006. He was convicted of fatally shooting four people and seriously injuring another in a supermarket in Las Vegas in 1999. Yeah, they've just been stringing this out ever since.
1999.
Hasn't there been, like, lethal injection where, like, hasn't killed them in, like, immediately, like, takes
I'd
a while.
Say so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That seems like that would just about absolutely all of them. Terrible.
Well, I know the electric chair did that a lot of things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One time I forgot to, like, wet the sponge recently.
Oof. They'd definitely go with the fire squad if that's possible.
Better go to Mississippi, Utah, or Oklahoma. Surprised, like, Texas doesn't have that.
That's what I was going to say.
Or here.
I really was going to say Texas.
Tennessee and Texas honestly. Having firing squads.
Well, I mean, we have a death penalty in Tennessee.
Yeah, some states don't even have a death penalty.
I think there's 27 that have the death penalty.
That do have it?
Yeah.
Okay, so more than half.
Yeah. It
feels icky talking about this.
Yeah.
Death is a thing that happens.
Part of it.
Death is a thing that happens. That is true.
It's coming for all of us. Unless technology catches up.
Who are going to be the people in the firing squad, though?
Oh, can you, like, pick?
No, I don't think you can pick.
That'd be cool if you could pick.
You can't pick.
Come on. You get a last meal. Can I sub in my last meal for the option to pick my firing squad?
Who are you going to pick, Cam?
I'm probably going to pick some, like, celebrities or something.
I don't think they'd want to do it.
It's my dying wish. It's basically, like, make-a-wish. But more painful. I don't know. Maybe I'd get one of my friends. Maybe I'd just get somebody that I know is really good with a gun. I don't know. I feel like I want to pick, like, a celebrity cast to do my firing squad.
How many's in the squad?
That's like nine.
Nine?
Pretty sure it's nine.
Nine?
Are you sure?
Yeah, and like
I thought it was seven.
Okay, it might be seven then. I just know all of them have blanks except for one, so they don't know.
No, I think everyone.
What?
I think six of the seven have blanks. I think one person has blanks.
Oh, just one person? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because, like, I don't think, like, if, I, that's, again, I'm not an expert. I know they let one person have blanks. That way they can all mentally think that maybe they were the one with blanks.
I thought it was the opposite, but you're probably right. That makes more sense.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, I think you just, yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering, like, why? But yeah, that makes sense.
If you're just going to have one person with a bullet, you just put two people out there probably. Right?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense.
I think you want to have enough people shooting to make sure they kill him pretty instantaneous. I think it's seven. Like I said, I think six have live rounds and one has blanks.
That's wild. Oh, man. Okay. Would y'all want to be my firing squad?
If I just Google how many people in a firing squad, it actually says five. But I don't know if that's I don't know if that's right though. How many people on an execution firing squad? Either way, what a terrible way to end the show. How many people on an execution firing squad?
They put you, Utah puts you on a chair in between a bunch of sandbags and a wood thing on the back, so you're just stuck in there.
Still says
they put
five.
A target over your heart. Oh wow.
Still says five.
Aim for the chest instead of the head because it's a bigger target and usually allows for faster death. Okay. 2-minute window to offer final words. Ooh. Ooh, what would you... I gotta come up with 2 minutes? Death is so complicated now.
The drive is up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.